Hello, this is Wayne Cudero with the Word for the Week. Now, we're going to be in Exodus, chapters around 21 through 36, and it'll be a fabulous revelation of God. The key word in this whole book is redemption. You see, central to the book of Exodus is the concept of redemption. Israel was redeemed from the bondage of Egypt and then brought into a covenant relationship with God. From the redemption of Moses in the Nile to the redeeming presence of God in the tabernacle. Now, here's one of the key verses, and it's going to be found in Exodus 19. It says, "If you'll indeed obey my voice and keep my commandments, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine." What a key chapter, because it moves them into a covenant relationship. Now, it starts with redemption from Egypt, and then it's going to go into the revelation from God. God's going to teach them, because now that the people have experienced God's deliverance and guidance and protection, they're ready to be taught what God expects of them. So you're going to start off with the Ten Commandments. The redeemed people must now be set apart to walk with God. On Mount Sinai, God gives Moses the moral, the civil, and the ceremonial laws. And then there's going to be a pattern for the tabernacle. Now, you'll find the purpose of the tabernacle listed there, the clothing of the priests, and now watch for the Urim and the Thummim. That's going to be in the 28th chapter. Watch for that. That's quite a fabulous, fantastic implement that the priests will wear, and it has a use for it. Find out what that is. Now, Israel's going to willfully break that covenant, and Moses is going to intercede. And you're going to find that even under the law, God gives grace. He actually renews the covenant. He has two new tablets made. That's forgiveness in the midst of the law. And then we skip forward to the book of Acts. Now, in the book of Acts, one of the key scriptures in the whole book is Acts 1:8, "And you shall be my witnesses when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall share or be a living example." And that's the word marturion. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. And that's exactly what's going to happen. You'll be reading from about chapters 1 through 8 that they will be witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea. Now, you're going to find out about this as you read along, starting in about the fourth chapter. You're going to find the progress of the church, where Peter is healing a lame man, and then the Sanhedrin commands Peter, "Don't you dare teach anymore," and then the mighty miracles that take place. Stephen, Gamaliel's advice. Oh, you're going to see so many wonderful characters starting to pop up. And then when you hit about the eighth chapter, you'll find that it's going to switch from the witness in Jerusalem into Judea and Samaria. This is where Philip comes into play, and he begins to witness to the Samaritans, the Ethiopian. Saul is going to be converted in the ninth chapter of the book of Acts. And that is quite a scene. That begins the church with a new leader, and it will now be Paul to the Gentiles, Peter to the Jews. You're going to find out about the early miracles that Peter is a part of, healing different people, and then Paul going out to share the good news of Christ. Oh, it's going to be a fabulous, fabulous week as we see together the beginnings, the embryonic beginnings of the church. Find out what those principles are. Keep them in your mind, because God still uses those principles today. How he began the church 2,000 years ago, he still uses the same principles to build his church today. God bless you. Have a great week. We'll be doing devotions together.